When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show, Thursday edition of the program. We hope all of you are having a fantastic time wherever you may be as you get ready for the weekend. I am out in Las Vegas. I have to say it's a little bit different of an experience to wake up with young kids in a hotel room in Las Vegas. Never been out here before. The kids think Vegas is pretty awesome. They're running around. Appreciate iHeart Studios hosting me out here. And Buck, obviously Nevada, big time battleground state for 2024, as it was in 2020, as it was in 2022. And this morning I am up and I am reading and I can't stop thinking about what exactly might happen in 2024, because we're almost to the end of January. Joe Biden is addressing Congress with his State of the Union, I believe on February 7th, Buck. And almost as soon as that address is done, I think we start to hit the spring announcement season. And New Hampshire is in an interesting spot because New Hampshire has historically been the first primary state. But maybe because he's trying to head off a primary challenger, Joe Biden now is trying to elevate South Carolina, which is his bastion, basically, right? His reliable James Clyburn infused win. And New Hampshire is uncertain about how exactly they're going to factor in. Iowa's uncertain about how they're going to factor in. And really, it's not going to be very long till campaigning begins in earnest all over the place in some of these early states. And there are numbers out. And I wanted to hit you with some of these numbers, Buck, because, first of all, the Democrat primary. Mayor Pete in New Hampshire is beating Joe Biden. Does that surprise you at all that if there were a primary right now, Mayor Pete, who is maybe the worst transportation secretary of all time, according to this University of New Hampshire poll, Mayor Pete's at 23%. Joe Biden's at 18, tied with Elizabeth Warren. Does it surprise you that New Hampshire, our friends in the Granite State, New Hampshireites, would be liking Mayor Pete more than they do Joe Biden?
Not really. You know, look, New Hampshire is not a highly diverse electorate when it comes to the Democrats who are going to be in this primary, right? Or who would be voting in a primary. So I think that it's always interesting. It's always instructive to go back, Clay, and look at who was ahead, just any election, you know, who was ahead in Iowa and how did New Hampshire go? What you find out is crazy stuff happened then. I mean, remember Howard Dean before he did his,
oh yeah.
That was actually a pretty good impersonation. And then he fell out. Yeah. He fell off. He was the Democrat front runner before the shriek. So you can pick any individual
Joe Biden
state.
Came in 5th in New Hampshire, and everybody said he's basically dead. And then he went down to South Carolina, won the primary, and it was over, right? I mean, it is kind of fascinating.
Yeah, New Hampshire is not a strong state for Biden in the first place. So I'm not really surprised about that. And Mayor Pete being their choice. A lot of these early states that we've seen in the past end up being favorable toward someone who has no shot in the actual general election. Remember John Edwards? I mean, you go back, you look at some of these states. The thing that I find the most interesting right now is there is a recognition of two things that this polling, I saw the Axios piece, the Emerson College survey, Harvard Caps Harris poll that they just did, all this together. Axios just put this out this morning. And, oh, I'm sorry, and a Morning Consult poll. So there are a bunch of polls that are out. The Morning Consult poll has Trump expanding his lead over DeSantis 49% to 30% in a hypothetical primary field. But Biden leads Trump, according to the Morning Consult, 44% to 41%. Now, it is super early. We all know that. But one thing, and so none of this really has any predictive value, but I do think that what it shows us is the sentiment change around Trump specifically, that the whole, oh my gosh, a special counsel and maybe prosecute, all the things we just going to take off, he's good to go.
All right, I wanted to hit you with another one from this New Hampshire poll. Kamala Harris, what do you think she is polling right now in the New Hampshire primary? According to the University of New Hampshire poll, it has Mayor Pete in first place, Joe Biden tied with Elizabeth Warren in second place, by the way. And some of that makes sense because geography, Massachusetts, yeah. Also Bernie does well. Where's Kamala?
In New Hampshire?
Yep.
Less than 3%.
Kamala is 2%.
There we go.
So now that is, so I get you in general on the, hey, it's early. Some of these primary polls don't matter very much, but that is a jaw-dropping number to me that the sitting vice president, who they are trying to tell us, Buck, hey, Kamala Harris is the future of the Democrat Party. Remember when Joe came in, the idea was, oh, he's going to step down and elevate her and allow her to run in New Hampshire after 2 years, basically, of being able to advertise her competence, after 2 years of being the heir apparent in this identity politics-laden Democrat Party where all that matters is your race and your gender, New Hampshire is giving the Heisman to Kamala Harris, 2%.
Oh, so it's important, though, to look at how the Democrats, you know, we're sitting here talking about New Hampshire. The Democrats have changed the primary calendar for the 2024 election.
Right. They're trying to. This is actually getting complicated, Buck, because some of these states are not sure that they can get through. Like, they're trying to elevate Georgia.
Right. They proposed but Biden has
we'll see what happens. Yes.
Biden has recommended this, but so he's gone along with it. So you have to think when the sitting president and a lot of Democrat Party insiders have all endorsed this change, you would think it could happen. They want to have South Carolina go first with its primary on February 3rd of 2024. A couple days after that, you would have Nevada and then New Hampshire. Georgians would vote after that on February 13th. Michiganders on February 27th. So what they're going for is more diverse states in the early,
yes,
in the early days, and more battleground states as well in the, or I should say adding some battleground states into the early fighting here, because, you know, Georgia, for example, getting moved up, Michigan very early in this. So, you know, this would be big, actually. This would be a big change because we're also used to the Iowa, you know, every time there's an Iowa caucuses, everyone starts Googling like, wait, what is a caucuses again? And how,
yeah,
and I'll tell you this. Even people that work in this business, they never really figure it out. They're like, what, you hang out with a bunch of people and you vote and then you count more votes and then there's other, the whole thing is like.
And then Iowa screwed it up the past couple of go-arounds too, Buck, where you couldn't even tell exactly who won. Remember, it couldn't figure out if Ted Cruz or Trump won back in 16. And then in 20, it was a total cluster and you couldn't figure out. They couldn't get the counts right. But it is, to me, an interesting move that Joe Biden's trying to make, because South Carolina is his bailiwick, his absolute strongest state because of James Clyburn. And so if there were a challenger, is he trying to box that person out?
Well, that's exactly why I think there's the hesitancy. When you have a Democrat president and top Democrat political consultants and the machine all saying, yeah, let's change this around. It also makes sense from the perspective of the narrative change the Democrats want, which is we want a more diverse electorate earlier on to help pick help pick the candidate. It obviously would also really benefit Joe Biden. It would benefit somebody in his position. So you would have to see what. Do you want a candidate who lines up the way that Biden does going forward? Or, you know what I mean? Like Pete Buttigieg in that calendar would, I'm talking about now, even just talking future elections, that would be more of a challenge for someone like a Buttigieg, have South Carolina go first.
No, I think you're 100% right. And what's also interesting, if you think about that, is remember it was Barack Obama having great appeal in Iowa that actually propelled him to beating Hillary Clinton. So they're concerned, Iowa and New Hampshire Democrats are too white. But it was actually for a black candidate, Barack Obama, being that appealing. Now, I wanted to hit you on the Republican side. You were just saying, yeah.
Just real quick, I think it's funny because people forget this. A lesson we should always remember about Hillary Clinton, and it was hammered home twice, is that the politically inevitable winner is not actually the inevitable winner. You know what I mean? Like Hillary was supposed to win in 2008. Everybody thought she was going to at least get the party nomination, and she didn't. And then Hillary was supposed to win in 2016. New York Times, 97%. So no one could predict the future, folks.
And they actually rigged everything for her. The DNC did. But based on this calendar, $2, by the way, there is the possibility that unlike in past years where Democrats and Republicans competed at the same time, you could have a calendar where Republicans are competing in Iowa and New Hampshire, and Democrats are starting in South Carolina, which seems complicated. But Buck, I wanted to hit this because this is the Republican New Hampshire poll that just came out this morning. You talked about, and I agree, Trump has shown a lot of national strength. You were running through the Axios, the morning consult. Trump has strengthened as this classified documents dump has become a mess. There is a rig job Joe Biden's trying to put in place to get the primary season set up in his favor. Listen to this. In New Hampshire right now, Ron DeSantis up 12 points on Donald Trump. So what I would float out there, 42-30, Nikki Haley at 8%, nobody else really in the shooting match there. But what I would float out here, I have not seen a lot of discussion in the Republican camp. What is the order going to be for Republican primary season? And how much of this, I don't think Trump's going to be very strong in New Hampshire. I think that is has become a tough state for Trump. How much impact, if any, would Trump losing in New Hampshire or maybe Iowa, while he may be strong nationally, on a statewide basis, I think New Hampshire is likely to be a very strong state if DeSantis gets in the race.
I would just add to this that the sense of Trump's invincibility in a certain way, meaning that they try to, yes, I know he's not president right now, and we all know what happened in 2020, but the sense that you cannot, the machine, the apparatus, cannot stop him, that he is like the Terminator, that he will just keep coming, that he has managed to, in the blink of an eye, Trump went from everybody we know, every legal analyst that you and I know and trust, before they found the classified document, I had two former attorney generals tell me, Republican attorney generals tell me in private, I think they're actually going to charge Trump.
Yep.
Okay. So Andy McCarthy said just the other day on the show, I thought they were going to charge Trump until the documents thing happened. The fact that he went through Russia collusion. Think about all this, the special counsel, the tax, nonsense and all these investigations and all this stuff. And with like a swipe of his paw, like a big bear, Trump has just knocked aside yet again another massive Democrat trap to try to stop him from running. I think it's really just dawning on the folks in Mar-a-Lago and in Trump's orbit that it's, you know, the field's wide open now for him. I mean, all the obstacles, all the pitfalls they put in place, at least with regard to the legal stuff, gone.
Yeah, I would just point out, instead of Trump knocking it aside with his big paw, I think Joe Biden kind of stepped in the bear trap himself.
That is a more accurate description of what happened here. But
Joe
yes.
Biden's incompetence has freed Trump. It's like the Democrats had set a big trap, and they were all ready to get Trump in the cage, and then Biden just stepped right in the trap and got caught himself.
You know this from sports. I know this from life. Better lucky than good, Clay, every time. Better lucky than good. And fortune was shining on Trump when Biden took home classified many times and, you know, left it around. He was practically leaving it like a magazine subscription that he had. He could care less, it seems, about the classified rules. But we'll get back into more of that here in just a second. There was a big deal made last weekend on the 50th anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision. Lots of rallies, speeches, plenty of celebration over the notion of being able to abort a baby. Notice there wasn't as much attention paid for the March for Life in the media, of course. But don't be discouraged by the quiet on that front. There's plenty of effort going on every day, particularly from the preborn pregnancy clinics. Every day, the preborn pregnancy clinics, it's a nonprofit nationwide, provide free ultrasounds to moms who are making the biggest decision of their lives. That ultrasound introduces the mother to their unborn child. They hear the heartbeat. They see the movement. They may learn the sex of that child. It's a game changer, the ultrasound, so often for that mother who's making that decision. And she so often brings a child into this world because of that free ultrasound. Now, that's something to really celebrate. And it's something you can take part in. You can help. Please support the preborn pregnancy clinics with a donation. It costs $28 for a single ultrasound. Five ultrasounds cost $140. Whatever you can contribute, though, will go to saving the lives of unborn children. Each day, 150 babies are saved in this manner. Using your cell phone, dial #250 and say the word baby. That's #250 on your cell phone. Say baby. There's also a website where you can donate. Go to preborn.com/buck. That's preborn.com/BUCK, sponsored by Preborn.
Learn and laugh. Weekdays with Clay Travis and Buck Sexton.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-GOLD.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. He served our nation for over 7 years before he was severely injured during training. He was paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently.
Tunnel to Towers paid Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, removing a financial burden for him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his specific needs. Tunnel to Towers helped severely injured service members and first responders, as well as Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders. It's already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes.
The foundation is also committed to eradicating veteran homelessness. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T2T.org. Look, I'm a two-way guy. Second Amendment, all about it. I appreciate the sport of shooting. I appreciate marksmanship. I appreciate the right to bear arms and to defend oneself. I also respect the craftsmanship of a well-made firearm at a phenomenal price. My first career out of college put me in parts of the world where, you know what, I had to have a firearm to protect myself. Years later, I keep myself trained and in shape with my firearms. Going to the gun range with my brothers on the weekend, that's a regular event for us. It's a great time to come together, and it helps keep our skills sharp. So if you're a firearms enthusiast like me, or you have one in your life, let me tell you about the industry's best-kept secret, Bear Creek Arsenal. They offer a wide range of premium calibers at a fraction of what the competition does. How does Bear Creek Arsenal do it? There's no middleman fees. That's how. I own one of their AR-15s. It is an incredible firearm. They know what they're doing. Discover Bear Creek Arsenal. Go online to bearcreekarsenal.com/buck. That's bearcreekarsenal.com/BUCK. Use my name, Buck, as your promo code for 10% off your first order. You're going to be amazed at the incredible quality of their firearms and the unbeatable price. BearCreekArsenal.com/Buck. Use the name Buck to get that 10% off your first order.
You know, we told you yesterday about how Kevin McCarthy has come out swinging on a variety of fronts. And one of them is that he has removed some very nasty, very partisan and dishonest Democrats like Adam Schiff and Swalwell. You know that I did a hit on Tucker's show when we're talking about Swalwell and the lower third, you know, the Chiron at the bottom of the screen was the spy who shagged me. That was actually, they actually did that on Fox. It was pretty funny. Anyway,
some of the producers are getting pretty witty in terms of the, I've noticed that.
I love the witty, Chirons are great. Like, I love it when they light that up. But anyway. So Schiff has hurt feelings. He's upset because he's no longer on the Intelligence Committee, which means he doesn't have the same kind of access he did and also can't pretend to have the same super secret information about Trump. So he went on to TikTok. His TikTok, his first TikTok video is about getting removed from the House Intelligence Committee. Play 10.
Hello, I'm Congressman Adam Schiff with some troubling news. Today, Kevin McCarthy removed me from the House Intelligence Committee, all for doing my job, for holding Trump accountable, and standing up to the extreme MAGA Republicans. We knew it would be bad when the Republicans took over, but it's far worse than we expected. But I can promise you this, this is not the end of my fight for our democracy. This is just the beginning. Please join us and contribute today. Thank you.
Oh, give me money, he says at the end. First of all, he should have, I expect some tears from Adam Schiff on this one, you know, some sad tears. Second of all, yes, Clay, I think he certainly has activated the TikTok armies of youth influencers who show you the perfect way to put on your eyeshadow and how to do particularly catchy dance moves to techno music.
Also, the guy who's complaining about not being on the Intelligence Committee by going straight to a Chinese-owned app to complain while simultaneously, how many people do you think raise money through TikTok? It feels like one of the least efficient ways imaginable to try to raise money. And Adam Schiff is running for the Senate. They've already kind of kicked Dianne Feinstein, to the curb there. So, he and Katie Porter, who knows how many other people end up running before all is said and done. Gotta tell you, let me save you some money. Pure Talk can make a big difference for you. How about saving money on your cell phone right now with a U.S.-based veteran who owns this company and a U.S.-based customer service team? Same exact service, same network, and man, I will tell you, you will save a bundle. Blazing fast data, talk and text, just $30 a month, probably half of what you're paying Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your same phone number, and you can switch in as little as 10 minutes. Plus, they have a first-month risk-free guarantee. Try it. If you're not completely happy, you'll get your money back. Here's how you do it. Dial #250, say Clay and Buck. You'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Again, dial #250, say Clay and Buck. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton. On the front lines of truth.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. In case you didn't hear, after the show ended yesterday, news broke that Facebook and Instagram were going to be allowing Donald Trump back on their platforms. Now, Buck, one of my first thoughts was, this is why Elon Musk buying Twitter mattered so much, because I genuinely question whether Facebook and Instagram would have done this if Twitter had not done it first and taken all of the heat by and large for making this choice. Now, Trump still has to decide, and we'll talk about that in a moment, whether he should or should not get back on Facebook and Instagram. I believe over 50 million people follow him combined on those two places. But of course, the usual suspects, Morning Joe, which features Joe Scarborough, who needs his 746th straight COVID booster shot in order to avoid getting COVID seriously. Well, his wife said, there's no accountability. This is just about money. It's always funny when you're appearing on a show, which is also about money, and you complain about somebody else doing something that's also about money. But here's Mika Brzezinski.
I don't see any sign the risk has gone down. In fact, some of his posts on Truth Social are disgusting, racist. There's no change. So this is just about money. And also the fact that there's no accountability.
Okay, a few things here. First of all, I think I can pretty much tell that anyone who tells me that they really like watching Mika Brzezinski on TV, I don't think we're going to be friends. I'm just going to say that. I'll just be honest. Like, I don't think we're going to get along. People can choose what they like, but she is honestly the sanctimony and just the dripping with arrogance that she does on a daily basis is, I don't get it. I don't understand it. Anyway, Clay, you can't have the biggest social, I mean, Facebook, I think is still the biggest social media platform by.
Yeah. Do you want me to
users.
Read a little?
You know, you could argue Google with search plus YouTube and, you know, all together maybe is more influential in some ways, but Facebook for pure social media company is the biggest. And here we are with people still suggesting that you could have a Republican nominee who wouldn't even have access to that platform. Now, I know they're going to say it's private, but then we have to look at, okay, look at all the FCC regulations that exist right now on radio and what you can say and radio licenses. Look at broadcast cable and broadcast TV and cable. And there are all kinds of rules, and they look at mergers. They look at whether there's a free market, whether the notion that you're going to have Facebook block a presidential candidate and former president because you don't like something that he said is completely insane. But Mika Brzezinski still thinks that's the smart. That would be accountability. She's crazy.
Yeah, she wants censorship, which is indefensible, Buck. But also, I don't even buy the idea that Facebook's business is implicated very significantly based on whether Trump is on or not. And the same thing for Instagram. I think any individual who's on there doesn't really move the needle, no matter how powerful they are, in a substantial way that could create something. And that's our good buddy Adam Schiff. I feel like putting him on twice here. Maybe we don't do that. We've got an audio clip of him also saying, oh, this is all about money. Here's the question I have, Buck. Does Trump benefit? It's the same question we had when Trump was allowed back on to Twitter in November, and he still hasn't tweeted. I'm still torn. Now, Facebook, I think, has been big, according to reports, in terms of his ability to make money. So I think probably running Trump's Facebook and Instagram accounts with the idea being, hey, this could be generic. We're just kind of posting things. Whereas Twitter felt very organic. Hey, this is Trump with the phone in his hand actually sending out messages. And I think that was one of the reasons he had 85 million followers or whatever the heck the number was. But does he benefit? Does it matter for him whether he's back on social? I think it matters in terms of the precedent being set that you can't ban people and shouldn't ban people who are running for elective office. My position on this, Buck, is just we should want as much information as possible, good or bad, from our candidates. Censoring them doesn't help us make decisions on elections.
Here's the problem, though. We now have seen, as you and I have said all along, from Twitter and what has been unveiled, what has been shared with the public by Elon Musk, that is going on at all of these social media companies. All of them. We're doing the same stuff that was happening at Twitter. Same things going on at Facebook and YouTube. And you know, I've been demonetized and shut down and suspended by some of these other things. And, you know, you and I are respectable fellows. But, like, you know, you, when you were running Outkick, said that sometimes you get throttled on Facebook.
All the time.
They play games all the time. And part of the issue here is even if Trump comes back on, now we know that these are effectively unbalanced or unfair playing fields. And how do you get, now we hope that Twitter, which is, feels like it's had some bugs recently for those who are using it, but I know a lot of you don't care. But pretty much, I mean, I can tell you this. When I was at the Blaze, we did some audience, people would do some polls of the audience and things like that. And so the conservative audience, this was about 10 years ago, 80 or 85% of our conservative readers and audience back in the day were on Facebook. Less than 5% were on Twitter. But 85% are on Facebook, meaning everybody listening to this, you may not be active on Facebook, but you have a Facebook account. Some of you are probably very active on it. There's Trump being back on, and this is my fundamental point with this. And then there's what do we do about the fact that Facebook, with very minor behind the scenes algorithm shifts and games that can be played for our safety, but really it's just, you know, libs getting their way, can change the course of an election when you look at how many votes are really being tallied in the final, in the final hours that make the difference.
Yeah, and for people out there who haven't heard me talk about this, I actually testified in front of the House Judiciary Subcommittee on Big Tech back in 2021, I believe March of 2021. And by the way, Buck, you remember we talked about whether there was a single picture of us wearing a mask? The only picture that I am aware of that is out there of me wearing a mask, this is going to go down in infamy of how stupid this was. You know, you couldn't testify in front of Congress in the spring and winter of 2021 unless you wore a mask. I mean, that is how crazy it was. So I testified in front of that subcommittee having to wear a mask during the testimony, which is so stupid, right? I mean, but there are pictures of me trying to sit there with a big oversized mask and speak in front of Congress because Democrats were in control and they mandated that everyone who was in that room had to wear a mask. But one reason I felt comfortable ultimately making the decision to sell to Fox was because of the power of big tech algorithms. When you're trying to run a business, and I've seen this running a media business, you can go from absolutely dominating, you feel like you are on a roll, and then those algorithms determine they don't like what you're posting. And I saw it happen directly when we had Donald Trump on the very first time on my radio show, a sports talk radio show at the time, and OutKick wrote all about it. Our traffic dropped 80% from Facebook overnight because we were writing positive stories about Trump. That costs real money. That's money directly out of my pocket.
Didn't we do a Trump interview and our YouTube for election information got demonetized for a period or something? I'd have to go back and check.
They wouldn't allow our interview that we did at Bedminster. YouTube gave us a strike and refused to allow us to share our interview with Trump like they had done for Rand Paul as well. And that's my argument. Regardless of your politics, you should want as much public discussion from your political candidates as possible. So you can go watch the interview and be like, I like this guy. I don't like this guy. I'm going to donate to him. I'm going to donate to his opponent. They're actually rigging the election and also making people less informed at big tech. And it's infuriating that that's even possible. And Buck, from our perspective, we're actually interviewing someone. You are not allowing us to be heard because of the answers that someone who we interview gives. I mean, that's next level censorship. That's not even just censoring Trump. It's censoring our ability on the biggest radio show in the country to actually talk to Trump and share that interview with everybody out there who might not have heard it live.
It's going to be a big battle here to see how, because I know, again, people that work in media, because it's part of our day-to-day existence, think about social media a lot more in these ways than everyday folks. And that makes sense. These social media companies can deliver the election to candidates if they want to. We just need to understand that. That is the amount of power that they wield. When you just look at the fundraising capabilities that you can have and the amplifying effect on social media, it's just not something we can ignore. So Trump getting back on Facebook, which already there are libs, obviously Mika and others complaining about, that's step one, but we have to find a way to get there to be some transparency in this. At some point, we got to ask, Is Facebook just giving in-kind donations to Democrat candidates? And you know what else you should look into? What are you going to do with your money? Rising inflation, volatile stock market out there. Your retirement accounts have gotten hit badly in the last year or so. There's a lot of economic uncertainty around. You know what the Phoenix Capital Group suggests for you? Phoenix Capital Group wants you to diversify your investments. They want to introduce investors like you to high-value oil and gas here in the U.S. with current yields ranging from 8% to 11% APY paid monthly. These are corporate bond offerings, and they're open to all investors with annual interest paid monthly. Phoenix Capital Group offers live webinars to learn about Phoenix's business structure, ways they offer security for the offerings, risks, and their financials. They host live Q&As where they'll answer all your questions. Sign up at investingwithphx.com or call 323-PHOENIX. Investment in bonds has a certain risk. Before making investment decisions, you should carefully consider and review all risks involved. Again, sign up today at investingwithphx.com. That's investingwithphx.com or call 323-PHOENIX. That's 323-PHOENIX to connect.
Don't miss a minute of Clay and Buck and get behind the scene access to special content for members only. Subscribe to CNB 24/7.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-GOLD. Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country, heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull.
He sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, and he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave Major Turnbull a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope.
With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's severely injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders.
Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T2T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs. Look, I'm a two-way guy. Second Amendment, all about it. I appreciate the sport of shooting. I appreciate marksmanship. I appreciate the right to bear arms and to defend oneself. I also respect the craftsmanship of a well-made firearm at a phenomenal price. My first career out of college put me in parts of the world where, you know what, I had to have a firearm to protect myself. Years later, I keep myself trained and in shape with my firearms. Going to the gun range with my brothers on the weekend, that's a regular event for us. It's a great time to come together, and it helps keep our skills sharp. So if you're a firearms enthusiast like me, or you have one in your life, let me tell you about the industry's best-kept secret, Bear Creek Arsenal. They offer a wide range of premium calibers at a fraction of what the competition does. How does Bear Creek Arsenal do it? There's no middleman fees, that's how. I own one of their AR-15s. It is an incredible firearm. They know what they're doing. Discover Bear Creek Arsenal. Go online to bearcreekarsenal.com/buck. That's bearcreekarsenal.com/BUCK. Use my name, Buck, as your promo code for 10% off your first order. You're going to be amazed at the incredible quality of their firearms and the unbeatable price. bearcreekarsenal.com/buck. Use the name Buck to get that 10% off your first order.
Welcome back to Clay and Buck. 800-282-2882 on the phone lines. Don't forget to subscribe to Clay and Buck com. Become a VIP. Send us emails. If I ever use the past pluperfect improperly on the show, if you want to correct my grammar, that VIP email, Clay, comes right in like a bomb dropping from above, and we see it right away. And people say, you know, how dare you get the leave a dangling participle like that? Anyway, we have some grammarians. Is that even the proper term? We have some grammarians in this audience.
I think it probably is. The amount of grammar emails, I've never seen anything like it. More power to you for being.
I just thought it was awesome too that when you used to say the state Nevada incorrectly, people blamed me, and I want to be like, yes. Am I Clay's keeper? Like, I don't understand. Like, why is this on me? They're like, you need to tell him.
I'm in Nevada right now, and hopefully I'm pronouncing the state right. But I will tell you this, Buck. Speaking of, I think I mentioned this to you yesterday. I got a listener who sent a mixtape for you for your wedding. And I guess mixtape is not necessarily, if you remember back in the day. Well, it's a CD, but I don't even know that I have the ability. Can you do a mix CD? Like, I think you still call it a mixtape even if it's a CD.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the thing. In my generation, Clay, we had CDs in college.
Songs for you. For your wedding. So that was, I got it when I opened my mail.
Do we know what the songs are? Like, were they written out? I'm just sort of curious. Is Endless Love on there? I mean, are we, is there some Meatloaf? Like, what are we talking about here?
It's at my house in Nashville right now. And, every now and then I get mail at my house. I don't know how people are finding my address. And most of the time it's nice, although, sometimes we get negative things sent to the house. I think this is a first.
That, like, I'm simple, like, if you do something though, and it bothers somebody, sometimes they come to me to tell you that they're bothered. I'm like, what is
this? I got a letter the other day, Buck. All it was a big blown up piece of mail. And when I opened it, it just said loser. That's all that was in it. I opened up the, I swear to God, in my house, opened up the mail. It's addressed to me. There's a letter in there. I unfold it, big letters. It just said loser, like printed off of like a laser printer back in 1984. So I was like, well, this is, but now I've got a CD of songs for you that I'll have to get to you for the wedding playlist. I don't know what Carrie's going to think. Maybe you can take it on the honeymoon, you know, toss it in the CD player.
Sometimes people are really mean, but they're mean and it's kind of funny. And so then it's okay. I will always remember being told that I look like Mrs. Doubtfire, but uglier.
Which was like that's strangely burns, but very specific, but strangely very specific too.
Yeah. So I remember
that's
that.
That's also a little bit of an old school thing. I don't even know if they could still make Mrs. Doubtfire.
I wonder when she's
going to
when Mrs. Doubtfire, the character, is going to come up against being canceled. As you know, the show, wildly popular show Friends, started to get in a lot of trouble for, LGBTQ jokes and fat jokes and different things like Friends after the fact people went after. I've never really heard Seinfeld get in trouble for anything. Maybe I'm just missing something, but in retrospect, they haven't really gone after Seinfeld, but Friends definitely, also for not being diverse enough. The cast is not diverse. So people go after it for that. Look, people just want good content. So start with that. And I know we talked about the movies. By the way, you couldn't make a show, I don't think,
six white people anymore. I don't think you could do it anymore, Buck. It would be so unacceptable.
Yeah, they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't put money behind it. They would be terrified of being called, racist or whatever. By the way, coming up, I want to spend a little bit of time on a couple of things that all tie together. One is the border, as we know, wide open, the worst border crisis in living memory in this country. And it's fascinating to see how the conversation has shifted here, even among Democrats, because they can't afford this in cities like New York. And that's coming from the Democrat mayor of New York, Eric Adams. But also, we started out today talking about the polling in New Hampshire, and the truth is, I think Eric Adams is looking at the next big job. I think he's thinking about running for president. And I know, look, is Biden going to just be the guy? I believe that's probably the case. But Biden would only have, you know, 4 more years. So people are already starting to look to build out national level brands. I think it's very interesting to see some of the maneuvering. And also right now, I think, Clay, that Democrats are paying more attention to possible Biden challengers because it's not official yet, right? So you can sort of,
yeah,
you can get a little attention for yourself. You can get that national level conversation going if you're Gavin Newsom, Eric Adams, Pete Buttigieg, although he's in the administration in some capacity. So let's talk about that when we come back. And then also maybe if you want to talk Russia-Ukraine, it's getting pretty scary over there.
Yeah, and it doesn't feel like it's going to be changing anytime soon. But I think your point, I think you were the first person to say it that I heard. Hey, Eric Adams clearly laying the groundwork to challenge Biden regardless in 2024.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country, heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull.
He sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, and he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave Major Turnbull a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope.
With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's severely injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders.
Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T2T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams, offering over 330 academic programs as of September 2023. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.